and they're a surprise. Now back to Tua. I understand why we microanalyze every little thing. I understand it. People in the field that I'm in, you know, when you need to make content, when you need to, you know, get on the air or get on a podcast or get in front of a camera and, you know, give people a reason to listen to you, you know, you got to extend the truth. You know, you got to blow things out of proportion. I understand. But to say that after Tua played one game in which his team won the football game, by the way, he won the game, he didn't have fantastic stats, and all of a sudden everybody quickly jumps to, he's not the guy. They're going to need to find someone else to play quarterback. I don't understand. I mean, this guy is young. He has untapped potential. And for whatever reason, we immediately have to jump to, oh, man, better find a new quarterback after one game. Because then guess what? He bounces back the following week and plays great in his second ever NFL start. And I only see him treading upward, especially with that light four-game schedule, light four-game stretch, that I just pointed out to you. So stop sleeping on Tua Tagovailoa. I'm not here to hate on Joe Burrow because he has surprised me as well. And that's really it. I'm very excited to see the two go head-to-head. I did, prior to this year, say that I liked Tua more. I still do. But Joe, once again, has surprised me, and I can't wait to see him. Both of them, though, right now are not up to Justin Herbert's level as he is playing elite football. But those three guys are going to be the future. And I don't know about you, but as a football fan, I can't wait to see more. So, once again, let's lay off Tua. He's great. He's going to be great, in my opinion. Let's watch after those four games that I mentioned. Once again, hosting the Chargers, at Broncos, at Jets, hosting the Bengals. Those four defenses, let's see what the haters will be saying after that four-game stretch.